Foundation no man can lay. A foundation no man can lay. 1 Corinthians chapter is 3. You get reading at verse number 5, and Paul writes, "Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid." I want to talk this evening about foundations. I want to go to the Old Testament to do that because there's some typology there. I want to look at the tabernacle, if that's all right. And then we want to talk about that foundation that was laid and how it actually was laid. Because Jesus set up for us a foundation that no man can lay, a foundation with which we can stand on, which we can shape our faith, this foundation he set up. But then he didn't just stop there. He set up a foundation that we can rest our faith on, and he taught us a new way to walk by that faith. And so if all that is done right, then we should not only understand the very foundation of what we believe, but we should also know what we are to do with that foundation, because Paul has a foundation. We have to be careful of what we build on that foundation. And if we do that right, Jesus has promised to make a home in heaven for us. So that's what I would like to do.